We've got two producers. Eric is with us this morning. And Paul, we've got to give Eric a pat on the back because he loves politics.
He does.
And he found somebody.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say found him.
He directed us towards somebody.
Directed us towards him.
Yeah.
This young man. And again, he is a state representative. He's going to be, hopefully, of the 29th district. Andrew Lanciato. And is that how you pronounce that name?
Said it perfect.
Perfect, huh?
Look at that, huh?
First time,
and this is my partner right over here. I'll tell you, Paul is something else working with me. And so we're happy to have a very young candidate in the studio.
Student right at Central, a senior at Central.
Yep, I'm a senior this year. Yep.
You're just 21, and you're running for the State House in the 29th district. Why'd you take the dive in this?
Well, I don't think it takes rock scientists to see we need change.
Yep.
You know, I've been very active in my town and my district.
Yeah.
For the past 3-4 years, and well before that, but in politics it's been 3-4 years.
Sure.
And to be honest, it just came from, you know, my heart and my drive. I just decided my mom was heavily involved in politics in the district.
So you grew up with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it just turned into me saying, all right, I want to do it.
Interesting. So you grew up, political talk was in your house with your mom and everybody else. So
Democratic political talk.
Well, yeah. No. Okay. So that's interesting. So wait a minute, Brad. We have a guy running on the Republican Party ticket whose mother was a Democrat. How did that happen?
Staunch Democrat. Helped out several.
Well, his mother knew the right one.
Yeah.
Well, she helped out with several prominent figures in our district, and not even our district. She helped out with Joe Lieberman with his campaign as well. I don't necessarily agree with these people, but a lot of them I actually look up to. Joe Lieberman's a huge role model of mine, and it comes from his independent mind. And for me, I decided that when I was in high school, I wanted to look more into politics, and it intrigued me, and I aligned more with conservative values than I did Democratic values.
I think, something, Andrew, what you did was tremendous. And just what you have said, one of the biggest complaints that I have had is that it's one-sided, or the other folks, they want to go their way, but nobody gets together. But you had a couple of key things that you said, that you are running for office and you want to do the very best in the area that you represent, and that might be with working with the opposite team to get through what they want. And I think that is something that is missing today. I really do.
Yeah, it really is. That's why, we try to have conversations with both sides. We try to have conversations with anybody who wants to have the conversation, and we're always open to all discussion. We never have a concrete plan, but we have ideas that we believe, but we're always open to a discussion about it.
You're a college senior. You're at Central, and on most college campuses, let's just say that they're not real warm and fuzzy to Republicans, because of course Republicans want to kill old people after they feed them dog food.
Yeah.
They want the country to be run by Vladimir Putin, and every Republican hates every woman walking. So, with that being said, how do some of your friends at Central look at you? And also, Andrew, I've always thought there are a lot more conservatives or right-leaning people on some college campuses than people are aware of.
There's a bunch. When you talk about out in the spotlight, you talk about in a classroom, or you're talking about talking to a professor, talking to other students that maybe you don't know.
Yeah.
The consensus is, if you say you're a conservative or a Republican, you're gonna get screamed at.
Oh.
But. Don't be fooled. We have a presence on pretty much every single campus in Connecticut with the college Republicans, young Republicans, and there are a bunch of heavily involved Republicans, at least, trying to make a difference here in Connecticut.
And you just said something, Andrew, that really frosts me off. Look, I'm in my late 50s, and I was in high school in the 70s and went to college late 70s and early 80s, and I went to BU, and we had liberal speakers, we had communists, we had far-right speakers, we had John Birch Society speakers, but everybody came to campus, We were respectful. Some we went to see, some we didn't. We didn't burn down buildings. We didn't have these, oh, we have to have a safe space because a guy like Ben Shapiro's here. That's the thing. I mean, are you seeing that on campus where there really is, it bothers me, and I work at a college too, and it really bothers me that there's just no discussion anymore. There's all this finger pointing and yelling, and nobody wants it. Well, why do you feel, what in your life made you feel that way? Here's how I feel that
way. Right, I mean, and it still happens. When we had, when UConn had Ben Shapiro, because I'm on the executive board for College Republicans.
Yeah.
So when the UConn,
oh, it was the end of the world.
Yeah. When the UConn branch set that up, it was bad. I mean, not just bad in the fact that people were complaining.
Oh.
There were people who set that up that got death threats.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about college students.
Yeah.
They got death threats for bringing someone to campus.
Many of them got death threats.
Yeah.
Many of them.
And I watched somebody's Facebook Live, Ben's thing, and you were obviously there.
Yep.
It was great. It was respectful. He was funny. He took questions from people who disagreed with him, and everybody went home. So hopefully guys like you and your generation can say, let's just take a breath and talk about this
stuff. They don't want an open dialogue anymore. I mean, the specific, at least the people that I've seen in the universities, there's no more open dialogue. It's this way and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's sad because we need to have the conversation. Whether or not we're right, they're right, we're not both wrong, and we need to find a different answer, fine. But we need to talk about it.
Because the real young people, the real college young people that started all this, you know, the Vietnam generation, they were very passionate about what they did. But if you research late 60s, early, mid 70s, Brad,
absolutely,
they didn't burn things down.
Yeah.
They protested, but they were cerebral. They understood. They were, you know, there wasn't this physical threatening. They understood what the issues were.
And my friend Andrew Lanciato, state representative candidate, yes, 29th district, and watch out for him. I tell you, I just the way you are.
Yeah,
don't change.
We can tell.
Don't change. We can tell. Thank you so much for coming. And again, Eric, want to thank Eric because he was the one who really.
Now, if you win, you're not going to hire him. He's not going to be like your chief of staff, is he?
Or? I don't know. I might have to take him from here.
Oh,
boy.
You're going to have to leave here right now.
He's not going to be like your body man. He's not going to be your, you know, your right-hand guy. Oh, boy, I don't know.
I guess I'll have to visit here a lot.
Well, you can work both jobs. He can work with us in the morning, Brad, and then go to the State House with you in the afternoon.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
God bless you for doing this.
Thank you.
You bet.